Bharani Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some people fully immerse themselves in every experience, feeling deeply engaged and emotionally connected, while others step back, observe, and process events from a detached, analytical perspective. Bharani Nakshatra, with its depth, endurance, and karmic intensity, tends to internalize experiences strongly, but planetary placements in Bharani, especially Mercury and Jupiter in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses, determine whether they associate, fully engage with emotions and experiences, or dissociate, observe, analyze, and process from a distance. If Mercury is in the 4th house in Bharani, they experience life through strong association with emotions, memories, and personal security. They attach deeply to childhood influences, family dynamics, and emotional conversations, making them highly sensitive to their home environment and relationships. They may struggle with detachment as their mind stays connected to personal history and deep emotional imprints. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their experience shifts toward dissociation, meaning they process emotions through logic, career achievements, and external success rather than personal feelings. They may view work and status as intellectual problems to be solved rather than emotional experiences to be felt. If Jupiter is in the 5th house in Bharani, their experience is highly associated, meaning they feel deeply connected to their creative expressions, romantic relationships, and personal passions. They immerse themselves in their artistic or intellectual pursuits, feeling a strong emotional bond with everything they create or learn. This placement makes them intensely involved in their personal experiences, often making them idealistic about love, learning, and self-expression. However, if Jupiter is in the 10th house, their experience leans toward dissociation, meaning they focus on the larger philosophical meaning behind events rather than the personal emotional aspect. They may reflect on life lessons, broader societal impacts, or higher wisdom rather than deeply engaging in immediate experiences. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Bharani, their approach to experiences is both intellectual and emotionally engaged, meaning they are highly expressive, communicative, and mentally stimulated by their creative and personal experiences. However, their association is more thought-driven than purely emotional. They analyze their experiences while being immersed in them, making them strong storytellers, teachers, or thinkers in creative and social fields. If this same Mercury is in the 10th house, they move toward dissociation, separating emotions from career and responsibilities, preferring to analyze their ambitions logically rather than becoming emotionally entangled in them. Bharani Nakshatra's karmic depth and emotional intensity naturally incline them toward association, making them deeply invested in their experiences. However, planetary placements can shift them toward a more dissociated perspective, allowing them to step back, reflect, and process events with intellectual distance. The key to their growth and wisdom lies in balancing emotional depth with the ability to detach when necessary, ensuring that they neither drown in experiences nor remain too disconnected to fully live them. Bharani Nakshatra approach, matching versus mismatching. Some people naturally align with patterns, seeking similarities and reinforcing established structures, while others instinctively look for differences, questioning norms and breaking away from convention. Bharani Nakshatra, with its karmic weight and transformative energy, can operate within or against systems depending on planetary influences. Whether they prefer a smatching approach, seeking alignment and continuity, or a mismatching approach, challenging and disrupting patterns, depends on the placements of Saturn and Rahu in the 3rd and 6th houses within Bharani. If Saturn is in the 3rd house in Bharani, their approach is matching-oriented, meaning they prefer structured communication, traditional knowledge, and alignment with proven methods. They value discipline in learning, business, and social interactions, making them strong planners and methodical thinkers. They don't take unnecessary risks. They stick to what has been tested and refined, ensuring that every action follows a clear sequence. However, if Saturn is in the 6th house, their matching tendency is even stronger in work ethic, discipline, and problem solving, They follow systems, procedures, and order, ensuring that everything is done with precision and adherence to established norms. Their challenge? Rigid attachment to structure can make them resistant to change or innovation, causing frustration in rapidly evolving environments. If Rahu is in the third house in Bharani, the approach becomes highly mismatching. They don't just challenge conventional thinking. They actively disrupt and redefine how things are done. They are drawn to bold, unconventional communication styles, rebellious learning methods, and careers that involve breaking societal expectations. Unlike Saturn, which follows systems, Rahu creates its own path, making them charismatic but unpredictable, innovative but often restless. If Rahu is in the sixth house, mismatching becomes even more pronounced in work and competition. They seek alternative solutions, refuse to conform to traditional work structures, and often thrive in unconventional career paths. They are rule breakers, finding success by bending or rewriting the rules rather than following them. However, this can also lead to conflict with authority, erratic decision-making, or an inability to stick to one structure long enough to see results. Bharani Nakshatra's natural ability to endure and transform allows it to function in both matching and mismatching modes, depending on planetary influences. Saturn reinforces stability, reliability, and following structured pathways, while Rahu pushes them toward disruption, rebellion, and breaking free from restrictions. The key is knowing when to align with patterns and when to break them, ensuring that their powerful, transformative energy is directed toward meaningful change rather than resistance for the sake of defiance. Bharani Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some people live completely in the present, fully immersed in their actions and emotions, while others track time as a sequence, seeing the past, present, and future as part of a larger pattern. Bharani Nakshatra, with its deep endurance and transformational power, often processes experiences with intensity, but whether they are in time, present-focused, or through time, structured awareness of past and future depends on planetary placements. Saturn and Jupiter in the first, seventh house axis influence in-time perception, while their placements in the fourth, tenth axis shape a through-time approach. If Saturn is in the first house in Bharani, their time experience is in-time, slow, and deeply rooted in the present moment. They are highly aware of their physical endurance, responsibilities, and immediate challenges, making them methodical in how they engage with the world. They don't dwell on the past or worry too much about the future. Their energy is focused on mastering what is in front of them right now. However, if Saturn is in the seventh house, their in-time awareness shifts toward relationships, meaning they are fully engaged in partnerships, experiencing connections intensely as they happen, without overanalyzing long-term consequences. This can make them deeply committed, but also resistant to letting go of difficult relationships because they are so anchored in the present emotional weight of their interactions. If Jupiter is in the fourth house in Bharani, their time experience becomes through time, focused on long-term emotional security and karmic patterns. They process life with a broader awareness of how the past influences the present and how choices today affect the future. This makes them highly reflective, cautious with emotional decisions, and deeply invested in preserving traditions, home, and family over generations. If Jupiter moves to the 10th house, their through-time perspective expands toward career, legacy, and public impact. They don't just focus on professional success in the moment, but analyze their trajectory, reputation, and the long-term implications of their work. This can make them exceptional planners and visionaries, but it may also cause delays in action because they are always considering future consequences rather than acting immediately. Bharani Nakshatra's karmic depth and ability to endure long processes make it naturally lean toward a through-time perspective, but planetary placements can shift their time experience toward either immediate presence or long-term strategic awareness. Those with in-time tendencies engage fully in the moment, thriving in deep, immersive experiences. while those with through-time awareness navigate life with a structured, far-reaching perspective, ensuring that their actions align with a larger vision. The challenge is balancing both modes, being present enough to fully live experiences while maintaining the wisdom to plan for the future without hesitation. Bharani Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some people are motivated by deep emotional connections with others, while others thrive on constant movement, exploring new places, or accumulating resources and knowledge. Bharani Nakshatra, with its transformational energy and enduring commitment, absorbs life intensely. But what truly drives them, whether it's people, activities, places, or things, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and the Moon shape their connection to people. Mars fuels their activity-driven focus. Mercury directs their attachment to places, while Saturn and Rahu dictate their material or knowledge-based motivation toward things. If Jupiter is in the seventh house in Bharani, their primary motivation comes from people, particularly through mentorship, wisdom sharing, and long-term partnerships. They are drawn to guiding others, forming deep bonds, and leaving a legacy through relationships, whether personal or professional. They seek partners and mentors who expand their understanding of life, and their greatest satisfaction comes from uplifting and influencing those around them. However, if the Moon is in the first house, their motivation from people is more personal and emotional. They are driven by intimate relationships, nurturing connections, and the need for emotional security. Their sense of self is shaped by how they interact with and are supported by others, making them highly attuned to social and family dynamics. If Mars is in the third house in Bharani, their primary motivation is activity. They thrive in physical challenges, dynamic conversations, and competitive environments. They are driven by high-energy pursuits, hands-on learning, and the need to push themselves through action. Unlike those who seek comfort in relationships or material security, they are fueled by adrenaline, risk-taking, and overcoming obstacles. However, if Mars moves to the sixth house, their action-based motivation becomes more structured and service-oriented. They are drawn to systematic work, problem solving, and overcoming adversity through endurance rather than impulsive movement. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Bharani, their motivation is strongly tied to places, specifically the need for change, movement, and intellectual exploration in different environments. They may constantly seek new homes, travel often, or feel restless in familiar settings, always needing a shift in location or intellectual stimulation through different cultures and ideas. If Mercury moves to the 10th house, their motivation for places extends to professional spaces, career environments, and the influence of locations on their success. They may be drawn to work that allows them to relocate frequently, interact with different regions, or gain knowledge through changing environments. If Saturn is in the 6th house in Bharani, their motivation is things, specifically structure, resources, and mastery over material stability. They thrive in building something long-lasting, acquiring expertise, and ensuring that their work results in tangible, measurable success. Unlike more emotionally or socially driven placements, they find fulfillment in discipline, slow progress, and accumulating valuable skills or assets. If Rahu is in the 10th house, their material motivation becomes status-focused, driven by ambition, unconventional success, and the pursuit of things that symbolize power and achievement. They are drawn to rare, unique, or high-status objects, titles, or knowledge, constantly chasing a sense of superiority through material gains. Bharani Nakshatra's deep sense of purpose and transformation ensures that whatever drives them, they pursue it with intensity and commitment. Whether motivated by people, activities, places, or things, their path is rarely passive. They immerse themselves in their desires and ensure that every pursuit leaves a lasting impact.